Hello, Poddlers. So, if you listen to today's podcast, you'll definitely be saying this in no time at all.
I feel good.
All will be explained. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, it is merchandise time here on The Breakfast Show. You were charged with the task of listening to a clip from yesterday's broadcast and telling us what had put sauce gone all over the top of it. Now, the snippet was from Matt Dyson telling us about a little mishap with his beloved dog, Fred. But what I needed to know was, did Matt accidentally turn Fred's legs green or did he turn them inside out? And hoping to answer that and win a bottle of our sauce is Tanya on line one. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Hi, Tanya.
Tanya, welcome to the show. Tanya is a civil enforcement officer. She's a traffic warden.
That's what they've rebadged them now.
They have. Yeah. They've had to rebadge them.
It sounds so much nicer, doesn't
it's
it?
It's because they can come on radio shows like this or go on some kind of Stephen Mulhern quiz show and proudly say, I'm a civil enforcement officer, and nobody dislikes them straight away. Yeah, it's the only way they were going to evolve. It makes sense.
Yeah,
let's rebadge them.
Great rebadge.
Tanya, do you enjoy what you do?
I enjoy wandering around talking to people. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. Yes.
When you say talking to people, you mean demanding money from
them
for
a
tiny misdemeanor. Yeah. That's not having a conversation.
No.
You're not the friendly neighbourhood civil enforcement officer, are you, Tanya?
Yes, I am. I'm a really nice civil enforcement officer. I'm one of the few, shall we say.
No, well, that's good. I know that's why you tune into the show on Classic Rock, and I love that.
You break it to them gently when they get fined.
Unfortunately, one of your is just outside of the bay. So
I'm afraid I've had to stick something to your windscreen. It's going to cost you 60 quid.
So it's nice. It's a new way of delivery. Yeah, let's talk about the uniform. Break it down for me, Tanya. What are you wearing? Not now, but at work.
Well, I'm at work. Black trousers, white t-shirt and a green jacket with my fluorescent yellow waistcoat over the
Yes. Do you wear those like rubber sole moulded like boots as well?
Oh, I kind of let... Can I say the name? They're Magnums.
Okay. Oh my. I'm a civil enforcement officer and my shoes are Magnum. I love it, Tanya. Of course you can use brand names here, absolutely. So let's give you some sauce, shall we? But first, tell us, what happened to poor Fred? He's absolutely fine now, but for a little bit, were his legs green or were they inside out?
They were green.
Let's see if you are right. Here we go.
All his legs were completely green.
Yes.
So it's like full-on Hulk experience.
Thank God that was the answer.
Well done, Tanya.
Thank God, of the two options, thank God it was that one.
I could have been in trouble.
Just for any newcomers, you want to elaborate a little bit on what happened?
Yes, he ran around catching a ball in the freshly cut grass, so his legs went green.
And there's some kind of liquid inside the grass.
Yeah, you just go in the bath, it washes off, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Perfect.
I don't need to be civilly enforced by anyone.
Can't bite your dog there, mate. You can't.
Stick a little notice to his forehead. Tanya, there's one big question remaining. Do you want a bottle of Matt Dyson's hot sauce, Clough, or do you want a bottle of my sweet barbecue sauce, Fountain of Youth, which Greg Wallace, off that MasterChef, said was one of the most delicious sauces he had ever tasted? Now, currently, in this new run of merchandise for you delightful early birds, six listeners have chosen Clough, only two have chosen Fountain of Youth. What are you doing, Tanya?
I'm going to up your figures for you. Could I have Fountain of Youth?
Yes, you can. And if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. To the traffic wardens, the best darn people on earth, walking around being friendly to the people of society. If there's one section of this society I love more than any other, it's civil enforcement officers. Look at those shoes. I love myself some Magnums. Thank you, Tanya. I do appreciate that.
Thanks, Matt.
We'll speak to you real soon, Tanya. Have a lovely day ahead.
Care.
Cheers now. Bye-bye. Take care.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 10 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. And with that in mind, in about 20 minutes from now, 10 Weeks of Tickets is back on The Breakfast Show. Your chance to see Bruce Springsteen at Wembley. But right now, Well, Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, I've got a bit of a children's entertainment special this morning.
Oh, lovely.
Dave. Yes, first a YouTuber and mum called Big Merla, who plays Chop Suey by System of a Down on her children's toy instruments.
Does she?
It's quite an strange choice for a nap time lullaby.
Shall I get the, shall I get the recorder back on air?
You might need to, mate. You can play along with this. So,
Sharp Anna!
You can certainly play along with this. It would work quite well because she's got like a xylophone, wooden blocks and a keyboard.
Right.
And her version of System of a Down's Chop Suey sounds like this. Here we go.
Then I'm going to go play with my chica. I'm going to throw the phone right off the table. Then I'm going to go and eat the Play-Doh. I'm going to throw my chica. I'm going to throw my chica. I'm going to throw the phone right off the table. Eat Play-Doh, I must.
She's changed the lyrics as well. It's nice.
Incredible.
Jump in the mud, chase boy. Surf for lies. Eaglefish crackers go.
And then here comes the recorder solo, Dave. Oh, you haven't got it anymore, have you? That would be perfect. The recorder breakdown. Anyway, you get the picture.
Yeah, I think everyone changes the lyrics to Chop Suey. Everyone just goes.
No one ever really knows what the hell the lyrics are until someone does a new version on the socials. And then the other story that's viral around the world at the moment: a clip from America of a child at a spelling bee. I don't know if you've seen this. He's a so it's a 4-year-old. His mum was filming it in the crowd. My 4-year-old made it to his school's annual spelling bee, so he had to go up on microphone at the on the stage in front of the whole school and do some spellings, right, which is great for the children's education. But this child, this 4-year-old, clearly wasn't bothered about the spellings.
Okay.
He just had something he wanted to put out there. And it's amazing.
Burning desire to get it out there.
When he gets to it, it is amazing. But he does a bit of, like, spelling just to play along at first. Here it is.
I'm going to say the word and the sentence, okay? So don't start spelling until I'm done.
Can I say something?
Hang on. Your word is chips. She likes chips with her sandwich.
After I say this word, can I say my thing?
Yeah, you can say after.
C-H-P.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. You may leave the stage. Thank you so much, Ryder.
Can I say my thing now?
Go ahead.
I feel good.
Amazing. All that. Good. Just so he could go up there and say,
I feel good.
Amazing.
It's like a really sassy version of The Exorcist.
I feel good.
I feel good.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? What a lovely thing to say.
Lovely stuff. I like the eruption of applause afterwards as well.
It's like, wow, forget the spellings. More of this guy, please. Lovely. I'll share both those videos on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about them later, and I saved your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
And so here it is, your chance to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band on the 25th of July at Wembley Stadium as we once again play Dancing in the Dark. We are about to plunge the studio into darkness and one member of the Breakfast team will start dancing. But you can you tell who it is just from the sound of their feet? Hoping to do just that on line one is Sally. Sally, how are you feeling?
I feel good.
Thank you, Sally.
Morning, guys. Morning, Tate.
Great having you on the breakfast show. Sally loves a little bit of absolute 80s, which is just lovely. Are you well equipped for this, Sally? Are you such a huge fan of the show? Do you think you can tell which one of us is dancing just from the sound of our feet?
I'm hoping so.
You're hoping so. Okay, well,
I'm hoping someone's wearing stilettos.
Well, it's going to be Anna or I today, so that's the clue that you're getting. It's going to be either Anna dancing or I'm going to be dancing.
Both fond of heels.
I'm of course wearing the Chelsea boots as I always am. What are you wearing today, Anna?
I haven't got my stilettos on today.
No. Okay. So it's time to plunge the studio into darkness. Old Swiss, would you do the honours, please? We are now in complete darkness, apart from all of these really bright screens that we have surrounding us in our brand new studio.
I feel like I'm in a hospital surgery. Like, this is one of the brightest rooms I've ever been in.
Sally, are you ready to listen carefully and try and win your way into Bruce Springsteen at Wembley? Okay, let's both stand up.
I am ready.
Okay, good luck to you. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
So, Sally, who was it? Was it me or Anna?
I think it was Anna.
Is incorrect, which means Richard in Bedford, who loves the main station. You've won the tickets.
Unbelievable.
Good morning, Richard. You have done it. You're off to see Bruce Springsteen. Well done.
Fantastic. Amazing. I'll be honest, I would have said Anna as well.
Really? Right, okay.
I thought it was stomping around.
I'm so close to the microphone. I mean, but Richard, congratulations. Unlucky, Sally. It was nice having you on the show. There will be another chance for you to win your way into Bruce Springsteen tomorrow morning here on The Breakfast Show. When it comes to home time, they've got your chance from 4 p.m. to see the Foo Fighters.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs. 10 weeks
of tickets. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where each Wednesday you are given a platform to hand in the cool badge. And there's only one place to start today, and it's Matt Dyson's electric bike mishap.
I thought I'd get away with this.
No. You never, ever got away with this. And you know who I feel sorry for? Mm. Young producer Dave, well, old Swiss over there.
He really suffered.
He really put the miles in. So Matt had the longest commute in radio already.
Yes.
But since we've moved studios, even though we've kind of technically just moved up the road, it's added inexplicably an extra like 45 minutes to Matt's already long commute. So what he's been doing since we moved, in fairness to the lad, he's been getting up at like 2:30 in the morning.
So he gets up now for tomorrow's show.
He just bunks down under the desk in a little sleeping bag. But anyway, he's been getting up extra early and he's been trying to figure out the best way of getting in. We all do that whenever we move house or we move work. You've got to figure out your routes. You've got to have your A routes, your B routes. So Matt's been trying to figure it out. Last week, during that really heavy rain that most people in the UK saw, and there were like literally thunderstorms, thunder and lightning, very, very frightening, Matt decided it was time to test out an electric bike, right? One thing you did not know about electric bikes is it's got a lot in common with your Volvo, which I have been victim to in the past.
Yes, no turbo boost on them, that's what it is. Yeah, so I normally get the Santander bikes. They have docking stations, very easy to use, much quicker. You know, it's good for you. I prefer that to being underground on a train or tube or getting a taxi because you don't have to do the small talk. But this was the first time there was no Santander bike.
I hate making small talk with the driver on the tube. Exactly. Really got to yell through those locked doors, haven't you?
It's great when he joins in on the loudspeaker, though. Yeah. So there were no Boris bikes, so I had to get one from a bike company I'd never used before. Yeah. So I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh,
I scanned the code and I started cycling.
This is all happening, by the way, at 5:30 in the morning in a rainstorm.
And then as I get onto Tottenham Court Road and I'm nearing work, suddenly the pedals almost lock. And it's really hard to pedal up.
But you keep on going.
So I'm like really, it's like really the hardest sitting on an exercise bike. That's what level I'm at. So I'm sweating.
Matt's looking around thinking, I should be on a steep incline.
What's going on?
Totally
here?
Flat here on Charing Cross Road.
But I power on through. It feels like it's locked. I don't know what's going on. Managed to get to work. And then I try and leave it and put the lock back in and leave it on the street outside work. And then it won't let me because it says I'm not in the business district, right? And it turns out with these bikes, there's only certain parts of London you can cycle in.
So that's why it's locked up.
It locked up.
So it's like the Running Man.
It just
sees up. But Matt kept on going.
I was trudging
along in the rain.
I was in an area I'm not meant to go in. And then it turns out I had to like suck another 15 minutes to go and put it into an area where I can park it. So I'm like, I haven't got time for this. I'll just leave it here. I'll come back and get it later. And
so to pick up the story a bit here, Matt comes in and in a really breezy way, he says, like, I've had to park this bike because, you know, this postcode's out of its jurisdiction. It's locked up on me. So I've just left it in its jurisdiction, just out there. It doesn't matter. It's only like, what? And how much was
30p
it?
30p a minute when
yeah,
not in
30p
use.
A minute. And then I did the maths for and I don't do live maths. And I told him the sum of money he was going to have to pay. And he started to get a little rattled. And we've got like 5 seconds on the song. And Matt's like, oh, no.
A 4-hour show.
It's actually going to cost me to come in to do my own radio show. I'm going to be in minus money by the time I get home.
Yeah.
So there's only one thing you could do.
Well, I mean, I think he offered.
Bully old Swiss into going out.
He offered. Yeah, and he went out and he took the bike out and he had to go all the way to Marylebone.
Which is miles away from here, everyone, just so you know.
Did he have to walk it, though?
And no,
it wasn't working outside.
It came back in eventually.
It came back in, yeah. So he tried to cycle, and then he
came back in eventually.
And then he eventually found the parking spaceship, but then he had to run all the way back.
He did
in the rain
because I needed a coffee. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
And then yesterday at the awards, at the ARIA Awards, congratulations to Tim's listening party on winning gold. Oh, by the way, amazing. A deserved winner. There was an opportunity for these guys to go to the pub. And guess who bought who a beer?
Yeah.
Old Swiss.
I was waylaid chatting. That's what it was. I owe this guy a lot.
Owe this guy a lot, but you owe me the cool badge. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Dear Dave, I went to the tip with my husband and I was wearing my brand new wedge Crocs. As we were leaving, I turned to my husband and said, "Oh no, I've got dirt on my new wedge Crocs. Do I lose the badge for that, or did I lose it already when I bought the wedge Crocs?" That's the question from Karen.
Yeah, it's already gone.
Before
you were born.
She needs to lose the Crocs.
Yeah. You need to lose the Crocs to get the badge back,
not
Karen.
Not sensible footwear for a tip either, really quite dangerous footwear to wear to a tip.
Voice of experience there, Karen. Yeah,
exactly. Hand in your cool badge to say that.
100%. Morning, Dave and the team. You can have my cool badge, as I frequently say to my partner, I just need to do my daily Sudoku challenge so I don't lose my streak.
What's wrong with that? That's it. I feel personally attacked.
I say this before bed. These things are important. And that's from Frank. So thank you, Frank. Thank you, Karen. Keep them coming. It is your cool badge day. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where there is still time to hand in your cool badge. No matter how big or small your crime against cool, I want the details at 8:12:15. And joining us right now, we have a welder by the name of Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So Johnny is being very brave here, and he's kind of tapping into a strain of the cool badge that we don't oft get. And that's just one of those simple, tiny little things in life that you can just say. It's just one word in Johnny's case, but it can just be so desperately uncool that the uncoolness can be like a stench that comes from your very existence for years to come. Johnny, tell everybody what happened in your local co-op earlier this morning.
On the way to work, I go to the same co-op pretty much every morning to get a coffee. This morning, I had to get some paracetamol because I'm feeling a bit under the weather. Went to pay, and obviously my age had to be verified. Staff in the shop know me by name. I go in that often. So she came across and she said, "Morning, Johnny." And I said, "Morning, Angela." She said, "Need to verify your tablets." I said, "Yeah, fine. We'll just chat. And she said, "Right, that's it. Have a nice day." And for some reason, I don't know why, it just fell out. I just said, "Ciao."
Ciao.
It sounded more like chew.
Chew, Angela, chew.
Honestly, remember to chew.
And she looked at me as if to say, "What was that?" And I just walked out, and on the way out, I caught some flowers with my leg. And nearly knocked them over.
Oh, no.
And mate, seriously.
Oh, okay. So, you chucked in a little bit of slapstick comedy at the end as well, just to double down on the cool badge.
It was awful.
So was Angela bemused by the fact her beloved Johnny had started, like, speaking like an Italian playboy?
I would imagine, I think it'll have Yeah. She'll be talking about it.
Do you know what that Johnny said to me earlier this morning? He said, "Chow."
Honestly, they know me. They know me so well. It's a small village where I live,
right?
And they know me so well. I won't mind betting some of the staff will start saying it to me.
Definitely.
Yeah, it could be a new nickname. You worked so hard on becoming Johnny the Welder, and just like that, it's gone, and you're now Chow Johnny. I can't believe it.
Thanks for that.
Johnny, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. You say you're a little under the weather. We wish you a speedy recovery. That was a lovely Cool Badge story told very well indeed. Give it up for Johnny. Ciao, Johnny!
Ciao!
Ciao, Bella!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we're having a little bit of smash fun. Yes, once again, we're bringing together two topics for wordplay fun. And this morning it was anything to do with any stage of schooling versus music at 8, 12, 15. Lauren in Manchester gets us underway with Coldplay Ground. We've got Teachers Pet Shop Boys from Simon in Lancaster. We got Paul McArt Teacher from Mitch in Peterborough. Chalk This Way from Jane in Cardiff. Panic at the School Disco from Jordan in Huddersfield. Good. I Fought the Tricolore and the Tricolore Wall is excellent wordplay from Ian in Reading. My Prefect Cousin, also very nice work from Michaela in Brighton. And finally, the winner for me, Chris the Sparky, well done on the Black Keys Stage 3. Nicely done.
Very good.
Matt, what about the socials?
Headmaster of Puppets by Metallica, says Danny Turnbull. Some social commentary there as well. Dinner Bell and Sebastian Moose in Oxford.
Excellent.
Detention Nia Twain, says Darren. And another Darren on Twitter or X has gone for Offsteady Grant.
Oh, Offsteady Grant. What a great way of finishing anything to do with school versus music. Bravo, one and all. Of course, the Smash will be returning to The Breakfast Show one day. Real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's your lot for Wednesday, the 8th of May. It is time to bid you farewell, to thank you for tuning into the show, and to remind you that if, for example, you wanted to hand a cool badge in today, but you missed the slot, you can get in touch anytime you like. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Not just about cool badges, but about anything you think myself and the team here would like. We love you being involved with this live broadcast. Now, if you missed any of today's show, well, it lives on in podcast form. The podcast naming bell rung on a few occasions this morning, it would seem. Mm-hmm. Matt Dyson, what should the podcast title be? I'm a civil enforcement... Oh, no, I've got to do this properly. I'm a civil enforcement officer and my shoes are magnums.
Yes, that's what they call traffic wardens these days, apparently.
The Sassy Exorcist.
That was Glenn during the social ammo, this one, I think.
It's going to sound really weird in 2050.
Was that during the blind ranking? I can't remember when that happened.
I think acceptable in the 80s by Calvin Harris, you're right.
It, yeah.
I hate making small talk with the driver on the tube.
Yes, that was during a discussion about my bike hire mishap, yes.
Not sensible footwear for the tip.
Need someone wearing Crocs, wedge Crocs to a tip.
And finally, and bear in mind, I'm about to say arrivederci.
Yes.
So he in glass houses and all that. Ciao, Johnny.
Oh, an excellent cool badge story from Johnny the Welder. I think maybe Ciao, Johnny is the way to go, do you think?
I like Ciao, Johnny. Ciao, I like the Sassy Johnny Exorcist.
Yeah. You pick. I'm quite happy with either.
Let's go with the Sassy Exorcist, but get the podcast for the Ciao Johnny story, because it really is the jewel in the crown of this morning's broadcast. So, on the way, Leona Graham's going to be here. There'll be Tea Break Trivia Fun. Of course there will. There'll also be the details you need to win £80,000 on Million Pound Make Me a Winner. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained, and as our new friend Johnny the Welder would say, ciao.